Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA. I was giving Bernie a hard time about getting him to give me some information ahead of time, and he did that. Bernie, you didn't have to do that.
Well, you know, I thought about it. You guys are on early in the morning, and when I put something out after your show, I then it's out in the rest of the media, and you don't have a chance to talk about it until the day after. So I thought, well, why can't I just shoot it your way? So you're the first.
You're a good man. Thanks a lot. Well, we've been interested in these polls. We've talked a little bit about Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. We were wondering, we had some other questions that you had hit on your poll, which has been released in three different parts, but just covering a lot of different topics and questions. 600 people were sampled. There's an error of 4%. And let's talk a little bit about the Michigan Republican Party. They're going to hold a closed presidential primary. Talk about that.
Well, we among the 600 respondents, we asked how likely they were to vote in that closed presidential primary, and about 35% of the sample said that they would. 210 respondents, and that is a higher error rate for that subsample. But among those voters, Romney was clearly the most popular candidate at about 70%, and he also came in first when we asked people who they were going to vote for at 32%. He leads, and surprisingly, Rick Perry, governor of Texas, by only 15 points, and Michelle Bachmann by 20 points. It was kind of surprising to see Perry doing as well as he did by and only getting into the race just a few short days ago. So that was kind of surprising. Something else that kind of jumped out was that after winning the straw poll in Iowa, Michelle Bachmann is actually more popular in Michigan than Sarah Palin. And Sarah Palin has twice as high a negatives as Michelle Bachmann has. And the final thing that was interesting to note is that Thaddeus McCotter, a candidate who is a congressman from Michigan, down in southeast Michigan, decided that he is throwing his hat in the ring for president, and he is the least known of the candidates in Michigan, which that's an indication of his strength, he probably should re-examine what his goals are.
You also asked the question, who would folks vote for president? Mitt Romney was crushing everyone when you look at this these polling numbers, but there's still a lot of undecided folks.
16% are undecided, but in getting 70% favorable rating, I'm thinking that Mitt Romney is probably not doing as well as he should be doing, even though he's leading with 32%, followed by Rick Perry at 17%, with Michelle Bachmann at 12%. And everybody else, including Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, who came in a close second in the Iowa straw poll, Sarah Palin, all of those candidates are getting 5%, and then Herman Cain, 3%, Rick Santorum, 2%, and then John Huntsman and Thaddeus McCotter and Tim Pawlenty, who has now dropped out of the race, are at 1%.
Does this matter right now, Bernie, or do you get an indication that maybe people are paying a little bit more attention this early in the game?
Well, I think that they're starting to pay attention. They haven't really heard the positives and negatives on each of the candidates, and they're starting to, but there's a long way to go. And that's why even with the race between Stabenow and Hoekstra, although Stabenow has extended her lead from 2 points in February to 9 points now, there's still a long way to go, and she's still below 50%. And that's kind of the magic number that you need as an incumbent to feel a little bit more secure. And at 47%, that's still a danger zone, because normally those folks who are undecided, about two-thirds of them break toward the challenger.
You know, I get a sense in looking at this poll and what I also hear in the media, Pete Hoekstra getting into this race really is going to create a challenge and some interest for this United States Senate seat.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that it will be a very competitive primary election. And next time, now that we know that Clark Durant is in it, and it's not just Hoekstra versus some lesser-known candidates, but actually including someone who has run for statewide office, albeit a long time ago in the past, with Clark Durant in it, we'll try to test that fairly soon.
And Bernie, of all this, these polling questions that you asked in this recent poll, anything surprise you, anything stick out in your mind?
I think the distressing opinions of voters about the economy, the dramatic change in what they feel is the direction of the country, and all of that I think stems from the debate over the extension of the debt ceiling in Washington and bad news about the economy in terms of the lowering of the credit rating from AAA to AA, and just a whole collection of things that have been kind of bad news about the economy. And that is influencing people's views not only about the economy but also about their government.
All right, Bernie, if people want to take a look at this, where can they go?
EpicMRA.com and check on the press room, and they'll be able to see it all.
All right, so what's next for you, Bernie? What are you going to be working on?
Well, tomorrow we're putting out part four, and that deals with the actual debt ceiling debate, three questions on that. We're also going to throw in how people view the issue of same-sex marriage. That's been covered in a lot of other states, so I thought I'd test the waters and see what people think about that in Michigan, and then kind of dissect what makes the Tea Party tick demographically.
Ooh, well, let's talk again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Sounds like a plan to me, and you will get the stuff early.
Bernie, thanks so much.
You're very, very welcome. Take care.